Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is New Mexico State University 2017 alumna, Alma Chavez, who was recently awarded a Fulbright scholarship to study forensic anthropology in the United Kingdom. Congratulations. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. When did you first become interested in anthropology?
So my interest started while I was growing up on the U.S.-Mexico border. I was born in El Paso, Texas, but raised in Ciudad Juarez, and that basically influenced me a lot into study forensic anthropology. I grew up in Juarez at a time when it was dangerous to be a girl, so there were a lot of femicides happening in my childhood that prevented me from going anywhere without one of my brothers. And I remember that I watched the news every day about the femicides that were happening in my city. And even though these murders are not in the news as much as they used to be, I know that their families are still waiting to have their loved ones identified.
What is forensic anthropology?
So basically, forensic anthropology, we can base something, and I know that a lot of people have watched this series in television, which is Bones. And bones, it's basically to identify human remains and to be able to give them their ethnicity and what is, like, if they're male or females, but everything through the identification of human remains. That's basically what is forensic anthropology. And it goes more to the government and the federal side, so where you can be able to identify human remains that found in any place.
You decided to come to New Mexico State University, and you got a triple major. Tell me about that.
Yes, I decided to come to New Mexico State University in Las Cruces, and I did a Bachelor of Arts in Anthropology, another in Psychology, and the last one in Foreign Languages. And I did also a minor in Forensic Anthropology. That's why my main focus is to go into that field, into Forensic Anthropology.
The U.S. government's Fulbright program started in 1946, and they've provided opportunities for more than 400,000 participants from over 160 countries. What was your reason for applying for the Fulbright scholarship?
So as soon as I graduated from New Mexico State University, I knew that I wanted to continue my studies into going to a master's. So at the beginning, it was challenging because I knew that it was a very competitive, and it is a very competitive scholarship. And the application process, it's pretty like straightforward. It's like an online application, an essay of why do you want the award, a personal statement, and finally an interview. So when I read all that, I decided that I wanted to apply, and Fulbright has a lot of applications for different countries. So Fulbright also has the option of applying by yourself or within the university. So since I graduated from New Mexico State University, I was able to apply with the help of a mentor, which is Dr. Andrea Orsoff, and she's an NMSU Associate Professor of History. So she explained everything, and she explained me how the interview was going to be and everything, and I felt pretty confident. So even though I was afraid of applying at the beginning, I was successful in my Fulbright application.
And why did you select the United Kingdom?
So first of all, I remember that when I was completing my undergraduate studies, I noticed that all the articles and the research, it was coming from United Kingdom, and it was especially coming from the University of Kent. So that catch my eye, and I became so interested in this university, which is University of Kent. And I noticed that this is the best university to further my studies in forensic anthropology. And the UK, they focus a lot into more hands-on experience. And even though they teach like the theory, it's more like they have a lot of research centers where you can directly learn from bones. So that's really interesting over there.
Earlier, you said that you became interested in anthropology because of the femicides in Juarez. What will you be able to do with your forensic degree about femicides?
So I really think that femicide occurs when violence against women continues to be accepted, tolerated, and justified in the country. So these murders happen all around the world. And in Mexico, there's still a lot of that machista culture, like patriarchal society, where men think and feel superior to women. So I really believe that in order to prevent and avoid this situation, we need to start teaching the new generations about gender equality and to advocate for their human rights. And this will prevent a lot the femicides in the near future.
Do you plan to progress into further study in forensic anthropology? And what do you plan to do with it?
Yeah, so I really want to continue my studies in forensic anthropology because especially in the borderland, which is US and Mexico, there's a serious problem for women and undocumented border crossers that has led a lot to the unsuccessful and slow identification of them. So after graduation, I want to come back to the United States and Mexico border and adapt a research model. And this model, it's already outlined in the UK and needs to open the first research facility where the decomposition of human remains can be studied. This is called a body farm. And I want to open in the south of the United States. There's already a lot of them, but the south of the United States. And I want to put it in the south, close to the Mexican border, where researchers from both countries can study the decomposition of human remains and, of course, help both countries in order to further studies about this.
What advice would you have for other international students who would like to apply for the Fulbright scholarship?
So my best advice is to do not be afraid of applying to any scholarship. It can be the Fulbright scholarship or any other scholarship in your country, because what is the worst thing that can happen? It's to be rejected, right? But if that happens, you can reapply next year and make your application stronger. So the best advice for me, it's a phrase that my mom always says in Spanish, but then I'll translate it into English. It's the acuérdate que ya tienes el no, ve por el sí, which is remember that you already have the no and you need to go for the yes. So that's my best advice that I can give.
Again, congratulations on your Fulbright scholarship and looking forward to hearing more about what you've done with your studies. This is a very interesting subject about the femicides in Juarez. Again, thank you, Alma Chavez, NMSU alumna, who recently was awarded a Fulbright scholarship to study forensic anthropology in the United Kingdom. Muchas gracias. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. Muchas gracias.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.